Equality Matters, brought to you by the Equality Commission. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Equality Matters, where we will be looking at issues around pregnancy and maternity in Northern Ireland and discussing some of the key findings from the Commission's formal investigation into the treatment of pregnant workers and working mothers in Northern Ireland. So, is pregnancy and maternity discrimination an issue in Northern Ireland?
Yes. In 2015, the Commission began a formal investigation to examine the employment experiences of pregnant workers and mothers in Northern Ireland. The women who participated in the investigation commonly reported negative employment experiences, such as failure to consider the risks to health and safety of pregnant employees, being overlooked for promotion or otherwise sidelined, dilution of work responsibilities, being denied training. Actions which impact negatively on earnings, such as changes to working hours, non-payment or reduction of pay rise or bonus payments, being subjected to negative or inappropriate comments. Negative employment experiences have a wide impact on women's personal and working lives, including on mental health, self-confidence and ability to find further employment.
Did the participants in the formal investigation identify barriers to equality of opportunity and employment for pregnant employees and working mothers in Northern Ireland?
Yes. The investigation findings highlight that barriers to equality of opportunity may be seen to arise from personal attitudes and behaviours. Namely, attitudes held about pregnant employees and working mothers which are largely based on stereotypes and which, for example, may view such employees as being less committed than their colleagues and which consequently affect behaviours. Barriers can also stem from organisational policies and structures which impact on equality of opportunity for pregnant employees and working mothers. For example, they may disadvantage employees on maternity leave or part-time workers or create an organisation which is unwilling or unable to be flexible and adapt to changing circumstances. There are also societal or cultural barriers which were identified in the investigation, which refer to the norms which determine women's roles in society and the devaluation of those roles. Economic factors determining women's participation in the labour market and the lack of sufficient, affordable, quality childcare in Northern Ireland.
Do pregnant employees have legal rights that employers should be aware of?
Yes. Pregnant women and new mothers have the right to paid time off for antenatal care, maternity leave or shared parental leave, maternity pay, and protection from unfair treatment or dismissal on grounds of their pregnancy. Refusing to employ a woman because she is pregnant, a new mother, or is a woman of childbearing age would certainly amount to sex, pregnancy, or maternity discrimination and is likely to be unlawful.
What should employers do to keep on the right side of the law?
The Equality Commission recommends that employers follow a number of steps to stay on the right side of the law, such as Step 1. Developing, implementing and reviewing relevant policies, including those relating to maternity, recruitment and selection, equal opportunities, harassment and bullying, flexible working policies and grievance procedures. To help employers, the Commission has developed a number of policy templates, which are available on the Employers section of our website. Step 2. Review how pregnancy and maternity-related absences are recorded. Step 3. Set up systematic and objective procedures to help manage pregnancy and maternity in the workplace. Step 4. Inform employees and managers about these policies and procedures and provide training.
Did the Commission's formal investigation into the treatment of pregnant workers and mothers in Northern Ireland workplaces identify common traits of supportive employers?
Yes. Women identified supportive employers as those who implemented policies and practices to effectively manage pregnancy, maternity leave and return to work, were prepared to consider adjustments to workload and work environment during pregnancy, maintained reasonable contact during maternity leave, provided a family-friendly work environment for working mothers on return to work, and communicated with employees in order to promote understanding of the needs and expectations of both parties.
What can employers do if they need more help on this topic?
Well, you can call our inquiry line on 0890 890 888. Visit our website at equalityni.org and sign up for a free accredited 3-hour training session at equalityni.org/training.
Equality Matters, brought to you by the Equality Commission.